Okay, so yesterday we were learning... Whatever. So yesterday we were learning... what? Yeah. All right, so yesterday we were doing the Ramban, right, on Heter Abola. So the Ramban story was that by... It doesn't go by whether you're using it for Isser or Beheter. It goes by whether the shame of the Isser or Heter exists when you're mishtamish with it. So by Nosar, it's really Nosar is an exceptional case that that you mishtamish it's kachim, and then he holds that the shame Nosar is only chal on the tam, on the substance of the tam that's roy to be a Nosar tam that's roy to exist b'toras ochlin in the next tavshol because that's the nature of the Isser Nosar. That the kachim failed to achieve its kiyum achila, but so if you did hagala, you'll get out that entity of tam, and whatever is left, it doesn't have a shame noser at all, right? But by chametz, the shame chametz exists before Pesach as well. The whole year long, apparently, the shame chametz exists. The whole year long, so. So it's just that it's a zman iser chametz. Just a zman iser chametz. But the kli is balua me chametz. So now, even if you did hagala, you're not going to be able to get all of the chametz, and the kli will still have a shame of iser chametz. Okay. But the question is, what about the ravid? What about the ravid? The ravid says that chametz is considered heter bala. So what's the machlok between the ravid and the Rambam? And the Ramban. What's the machlokes between the Ravid and the Ramban? Does the Ravid disagree that Chametz is the Ravid say Chametz doesn't exist? The Ravid hold Chametz doesn't exist before Pesach? What's the machlokes? Yeah, so the Ravid holds the Maisa that all the Kalim that you normally would do Libanon, if they're only trade from Chametz, if only Asr Mechametz, all you need is Hagala. But why? I mean, the Rav of the Ramban's argument is a good argument. So what is he hold? Where is the machlokas? What's the point they're arguing on? Are they arguing on? I mean, so you could say they're arguing on whether there's such a thing as chametz or not. You could say they're arguing about whether there's such a thing as chametz or not before Pesach. Now, the problem is, what kind of a svar is that? If you're going to say that. So we're saying it's not mistaver to say there's no chametz before Pesach, and it's a hard concept to say.
It's bread. It's not bread of this, just like no,
as a matter of fact, if you're right, it is. Yeah, you have to do bediga. Because what do you say at the Manish Tana? Shebuchol halelos anu ochlim chametz u'matzah. So you see, all year long eating matzah, eating chametz.
You ever bring rice from Shiloh's event?
So there's also.
And there's also matzah. I don't understand it either.
You can make a mizonos not matzah. It's not a matzah.
It doesn't say. Does that in your Manish Tana?
What? You're not. Yeah, it's in a footnote.
That's a footnote. And how come we're going to bench instead of saying alamichya? Yeah. And if you're going to say that he holds it is chametz, so then just because the issa is not chal. And it doesn't seem, what kind of svar is that? I mean, when it's zman iser, anything that's chametz will be aser. It's not at all like noser. It's not at all like noser. Now, the problem also is, factually speaking, if you're going to say there's iser in there, and that gal didn't get it out, sack give you mishtamish with it. Idar. I mean, you could say something like Jeremy saying that it really is chametz when it goes in. It really is chametz in the kli. The only thing is, when the iser is chal, it's chal b'toras tam. And the only entity of tam that it's chal on is chal b'toras ma'achol asuros. And ma'achol asuros only chal on entities of tam.
Isn't chametz also beyond...
I mean, the only thing is, we hold chametz is not batel afilu be'elef. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. We don't hold chametz as an iser, just of tam. Even be'elef is not batel. So I was thinking of a different idea. Maybe you say like this, that I thought of this idea and I saw the Moedim Muzmanim. I think he's saying saying the same exact thing. So we'll have someone to rely on here. And maybe say like this, that it's in Dalid, Reish Pei, Simon Reish Pei. You have that one? That there are two problems with Kalim. One is the problem of the Tom of the Kli. Okay, so we got to the idea in the Rambam, but I really was planning on using it for the Ravid more. One is a din in the Tom of the Isser, but the other is a din in the shame of the Kli. Okay, that. So he holds like this, that really through Haggalah you get out the Tam of the Isser. You really get out the Tam of the Isser through Haggalah. The only thing is that the way the Kli was used, the Isser, in order to be Mafkia the shame, Isser in the Kli, you have to kasher it in the same. You have to kasher it in the same way. Now, this is a din of, it's a din in the tashmish of the kli, that if it was mishtamish ayidei or, in order to remove the shame of the mishtamish ayidei or, you have to be malabinip or. Okay, but in terms of the tam, the hagola really gets out the tam. Okay. Yeah. So one second. Let's just follow this through. So now you say like this. But the Isser, the din of a Kli being a Kli Isser, is through the Tashmish of Isser. You understand? It's through the Tashmish of Isser. It's the use of Isser. So that's what he's learning by Kudshim. That why is it what's Hetera Bola mean? Like the Gemara says. That Lo isei leisuri be'enei. So you were never mishtamesh with iser be'en. It's just now it has tam iser in it. So in terms of the tam iser, you can get rid of it through agola. But in terms of the definition of the kli, then you have to be mishtamesh with it be'or the way it was. You have to be mishtamesh with it beheter the way it was. You were mishtamesh with it be'iser. But that's only. But that's only if you were mishtamish with it be'isser. In other words, there's two things. There's the tam and the kli, and then there's the definition of the tashmish of the kli. The tam of the kli holds you get out with a gola. The definition of isser in the kli is only kavua by a tashmish el isser. So in that sense, nosar and pesach and chametz lifnei pesach are the same. You were never mishtamesh be'isser. There was never a tashmish isser in the kli. So then it's just a question of getting rid of the tam. So hetera bola means all you're worried about is the tam. You don't have to define the tashmish of the kli because the tashmish of the kli was never defined as isser.
That can't come along later.
That's what the Gemara means. Can't come along later. He says, sof, divayinu the kapolet yisur kapolet. So in other words, that's true in terms of the tam. But isn't the kapolet lo isei lisui be'enei? You don't say when it's polet iser, that's like a tashmish of the kli, because there's nothing ben. But listen, I'll read you from what he says over here. I think I'm saying the same thing. He says like this: it's in Reish Pei. He says umeatul achash abiyano de. He says, Nero Lefarish Ikar Hasvar de Hetera Bola, Lo Tzorach Libun, Rak Sagi Bahagola, Tzorach Beer. So he says, the Ikar Din, why is Hagola enough? Needs a beer. The Hadadavra Baba Eish Tzorach Libun. Right? If it was used, Beish needs Libun. Hain the time of Sheba Ben Yom or Minash Nosin Tam, Adshim Malabin Dafka, because it's going to give Tam until you're Malabin. The Kavan Shalach Hagola Yesh Ode. Bimis Vashel O Nitzla Tam Chometz Lamashari. So he's saying, look, if you're going to say that, forget about the Lamda, Satera Bali, Sura Bali, he's saying, practically speaking, if you're going to say that you used it Ayideya or, it still has Tam Chometz in it. Right? and the Hagala is not going to get all the tam out. So what's the difference between Isur Bola and Teir Bola? There still is tam chametz in it that's gonna be a problem on Pesach, right? V'alo adarava chametz chamer chamer d'asriyon fikul time eklisha. Even a weak time is also. Yeah. Imkain heich sagi ba'gal lechud b'davar ba'beish v'lo tzarach liban. V'adayin nosin tam chametz. Ma'al asvar lahakel b'chametz d'teir bola afshe nishar balua tam chametz tzarach bir. No, it's right. It's a practical question. Mm-hmm. Saying it's simple. Saying forget about just the practical implications of this. That if you use chametz be'or, the tam chametz is still going to be in the kli. So you can't eat chametz, right? So if you only did agola, there's still tam chametz nishar b'kli. So when you cook it al-yidei or, the chametz is going to come out. I mean, what happened to the isser chametz? It still has isser in it. The alkein near a derech chadash beikar chi of hagolus kelim, the alfina mimidyan. Okay, because you learn hagolus kelim from midyan. Va'torich mira kiilu akli kulo balua beisser. This part I'm not so sure about, but I wouldn't say this part. But so the Torah is machmir as if the whole kli is filled with isser. Ulechein ben yomo shatam lo nifgam. So if you have a ben yomo that the taste is good. Tzorach lahagilotzi avalua. You have to get rid of the whatever is in there. Ubedover above eish chamer tzvei b'tzorach liban dafka. The af sheim higil yotze ikar atam sheino nosin tam b'mispashel gzeras hakosav the dover above eish tzorach liban dafka she bezes sorif hakol. Okay, so he's saying it's a gzeras hakosav. It's a gzeras hakosav that you treat the whole thing as if it's filled with tam. And if it was used be'esh, it's dafka. It's a gzeras hakosav. It's dafka through sreif through liban that you're machshir.
Why didn't he use gzeras hakosav? That it was used be'esh
should require it. Kavanosam shegzeras hakosav demidyan ma'iri be'isura. Vein lecha bo chiddush zel alabin lisraf hakol ela be'isuri. So that's a chiddush by yisra. Aval im bola hetera v'tzarach lichol aleha bebalua ha'asar. Kevin shikvar polat ba'agola ikar ha'iser b'zelo yafinan lisrof hakol. Mashenikin lifnei agola shenisha tam mamish. Lo mechal kinan bein heter le'esura. So he's saying if you were mishtamish beheter, right? And now there's going to be now on the balua is chal aniser. So he says since with agola you already got rid of the ikar ha'iser, you can't learn sreifa from you're not going to learn sreifa. A little bit. Masha'eni kein lifnei agala shenisha tam mamish lo mechakinim b'neter le'esura. Rafilo bin Nozia ela b'libun gzeres hakosur shesorif hakol af she'ein bo achar agala shiur nosin tam chiddush hu ve'ein lanu ela kichidusho v'hainu v'yisura bola. That's what he was trying to say. He's trying to make a chilek over here. He's trying to say that in terms of tam you really get rid of it. In terms of tam you really got rid of it. But now there's just a separate gzeiras hakosav that you need sreifa. Yeah, he's saying you're not. So he's saying if it was balua be'esh, you're not really doing sreifa be'esh to get rid of the tam. Really, hagala would get rid of the tam, and there wouldn't be anything for the isra to be chal on. The isra has to be chal on a cheftza of tam. The isra is only chal. He's answered. That's his answer. His answer is that's not a problem. It's not a problem of tam isra. It's a din of the Xeris Akosav of Klei Midyan, and that din is only by Isura. Here he's saying, right. So here he's saying, he's sort of saying like Jeremy's saying, that it's not going to be Chal on the Isura, on an entity that's not an entity of Tam. And he's saying the din of Klei Midyan is the Xeris Akosav by Isura. Right, so you say that what the Ramban holds, just the fact that it's balua from a shem isur makes it bizmani sur makes it a kli isur. And the Rav is learning is dafka that you mishtamesh b'isur. I have to think about it. Let's think about it a little more.